Hello. Hello. It's the New Music Strategies podcast, a special short promo edition. I'm Dubba.
I'm Steve.
And we're going to talk briefly about a book that we made, or facilitated, or edited, called The 360 Deal.
Which is coming out this week?
This Friday. Friday the 15th of March, 2013.
Why don't you tell us what it is?
Okay, well, it's the title, The 360 Deal, is a play on the 360 Deal record contract, which ties artists into not just their recordings, but their merchandise and their touring and any other revenue stream, which sometimes might be a useful thing to do, but kind of underlines the possibility for exploitation, particularly of young musicians and people coming into the music industry.
It was quite controversial when they first introduced them, because it was always the thing that any legal person would tell you not to do, was to have your publishing, record company and merchandising and everything all with a management, all with the same entity. They would always say never do that, because actually it was the only reason it ever worked in favour of the artist was the tension between those. Mm. So as soon as you put all of that stuff in one person's hands, they won't necessarily rip you off, but the potential for you to stop it from happening is greatly diminished.
Yeah, so having your management and your record label on opposite sides of the business table was always a good thing to do. But now, of course, when you bundle all those things together, the potential, at least, for exploitation is higher. But also the fact that record labels might not be the best merchandisers in the world. They might not be the best touring managers in the world. And likewise, the other people who are doing 360 deals, the big live touring companies, might not be the best record labels in the world. It might not be good, you know, so It's one of those things that we wanted to sort of point to and go, right, there is this change going on in the music industry, and it has the potential to be really hurtful and exploitative and harmful to people just getting their start in the music industry. So we wanted to turn that around and make something that was as incredibly helpful as we could possibly make it.
They're kind of geometric opposites, because the 360 deal is about consolidation, and the idea behind the book, which was that we got... We will have, by the end of it, 360 diverse opinions about the useful advice that people need to know about living in music.
So the play that we did is we chose 360 people, thereabouts, and asked them to each write 360 words of the single most helpful piece of advice they could possibly give somebody getting started in the music industries. And we've got about 100 in so far. I'm going to launch the book as it is, because being an e-book, we can update it as time goes on. So if you buy the book, it will come down automatically. The free updates will come and you'll get more advice until we get to the 360, and then we'll stop and think of something else to do. But the idea is that this is a collection of genuinely helpful advice for people just starting out in the music industry, from people who know what they're talking about. But one of the things about it is, A, they're really diverse people. They've got a range of different experience, different expertise. They're from different music markets, from different places around the world. They're interested in different things. They play different types of music, all those sorts of things. But also, they may not necessarily agree with each other. So there's the opportunity there to look at different types of advice and figure out what it is that works for you, what makes sense to you, and what's meaningful to you, and what sort of musician or what sort of music industry worker you want to be.
And there are 360 different specialisms up for grabs here. There are 360 people who come from radio, from academia. There are some really, really smart academics involved. There are artists. There are artists from different genres, from artists who are recording focused. There are people whose whole life is live. So you get people with who see it from different perspectives. Mm. So we've got the proverbial description of the elephant. We have 360 different angles on what an elephant looks like. Mm. And they're fascinating.
And we've got people who release pop records, to people who do the most extreme experimental improvised music you could possibly come across. We've got superstar DJs in there. We've got people who have run Last FM or CD Baby. We've got people who work with very traditional folk Americana artists, through to people who are inventing new types of music. So it's a really kind of fascinating collection. But one of the other things, the other 360 that this is that it's $3.60 to buy. Well, $3.60 or more if you prefer. And all of that money goes to this amazing music charity in India called Music Basti. And what they do is they bring professional musicians into homes for children, like street kids essentially, children affected by extreme poverty in India, which is pretty extreme as poverty goes. And they do music workshops with them. Really simple things like singing songs, counting, clapping, doing rounds, you know, all those sorts of things that you can do with kids with music in an environment where these are kids who have never done anything with anybody before in their lives. They've been fending for themselves on the streets. They've had a terrible, terrible life. I mean, some of them sold into slavery. Some of them, you know, many of them are orphans. And so to have these homes where they can, the idea is that they get mainstreamed into education, they get taught about hygiene, they get taught to kind of socialize. And the music workshops are these really transformative experiences for them. And I've worked in these homes with Music Basti, and we recorded an album, New Music Strategies, went to Delhi, and we took Ian Wallman, who's a record producer, Jess Collins and I went, and we did a project called Monkey on the Roof, which is monkeyontheroof.org, or you can get to it from the New Music Strategies website, where we recorded an album of these kids singing songs that they'd helped to create. And there were songs about rain, because it was really important to them, and something that they'd missed and hadn't seen for a long time. But there are a number of things going on that we thought were really important. One of them was, of course, the fact that these kids were doing something together, which they hadn't ordinarily done. One of them was, of course, they were reading and they were learning numbers, and they were, you know, having these kind of numeracy and literacy skills developed through something that was enjoyable to them and something that they could get on with before going into something that was kind of like a more mainstream school situation. But the thing that they told us, which I think was the most, well, certainly the most moving for me, was this idea that when they sing, people listen to them. And they'd never had that before in their lives. And the idea that somebody would come from England to point a microphone at them while they sang so that other people around the world could hear their voices was just completely life-changing for a lot of them. And the idea that Music Basti do this, they go in, they do these workshops for these kids, and it seems like a really simple thing to do. But like all small, struggling music charities, youth-led, grassroots, they need cash, they need help. And so we thought this would be a great way to be able to kind of do something useful with the thing that I love and the thing that we love, which is music, and try and figure a way to make that work. So making something that we thought would be really useful, i.e. as much of this good advice from all of these people as we possibly could, and packaging it up in a way that it actually does good for people too, was just something that we couldn't really turn down.
Yeah, I think the Music Basti thing is great, because apart from anything else, it throws into stark relief the kind of fame-focused nonsense that comprises so much of the sort of advice and seminar circuit stuff about what it is, what the purpose of becoming a musician is.
Mm.
And actually the beauty of Music Basti is that it'd be very difficult to look at that and go, this isn't a far more important thing you could possibly do than desiring to play a stadium.
Or even looking at Music Basti and say, well, you're not successful enough because you're not on the charts.
And so for us as New Music Strategies to be involved with what they do is a far greater privilege than just about any other possible measure of success of what we could do.
Mm.
And so the opportunity to couple this advice, which is most of it, I don't think anybody so far has said, give up your job, move to India and work with street kids. None of the ones that I've read have said that. And there certainly isn't, there isn't that moralising tone to it. There are lots of people who are talking about the value of holding on to your own publishing
or your hearing. The range of advice in here is amazing. There's everything from, hold on to your publishing, obviously, to people talking about the passion of music and how that communicates with an audience. And people talking about just getting back to basics and listening to music properly, just to sit down, shut up and listen to a piece of music, which is like something that you just never hear people talk about. You've got people talking about, how to get noticed by a record label if that's what you want. You've got people talking about how to stay away from record labels at all costs. So there's kind of this whole range of different advice. Things like how to do a press release or how to do a band bio. I mean, Kerry Caldwell from South by Southwest, who chooses the bands that get to play at South by Southwest, and he sees a lot of bios, he says, this is how you make a good one. So really kind of practical advice to people who are just talking about the making of music, people who are talking about how to get started and you know, where to play or what to play. Right through to people who work on the music tech side of things, people like Benji from Pledge Music or Derek who started CD Baby. These people have got like practical, contemporary music in the digital age advice to give, and I think that's kind of a really useful thing. And of course, you know, we from New Music Strategies will all sort of throw our hat in the ring as well, have something to say. You're yet to write yours.
Yeah, I'm going to be. I'll write my
but by the time you hear this,
By the time this is well, maybe it all depends if we upload it tonight or not. But mine's either going to be, what did I say, about success and kind of looking at definitions of success, or about anomalies. But if not, maybe we'll do a podcast about anomalies.
Well, we'll make that the issue of suspense. And people will buy the book just to find out which of those two you went with in the end.
It'll be worth $3.60 of your Earth dollars to find out just which of those I went with, or whether a third sneaky plan came in. But I mean, looking down the list of people that are on here, there's lots of idea heroes of mine. There are people whose perspective on things I've looked to as being useful and helpful and centering for a long time. So I'm kind of excited about that,
coupled with people that you've heard of and who do interesting things with music.
and there are some people on here that there are friends of yours that I didn't know and contacts of mine that you didn't know. So there's kind of that we've got a lovely
but also contacts of theirs. I've had people who I've contacted said, this is a really great idea, and I can think of five people who should be involved, and let me go and talk to them. So the kind of the network of people who have been involved in this book has also really been an interesting thing, because actually now they've got the opportunity to start having conversations with each other.
Long and the short is, the book will come out this week. It is just over, is it about a third finished? If you buy it, you will get all the updates to it as they go up for nothing. So it will be it's part book, part subscription blog. But you'll end up with 360 pieces of stunning advice from the best people that we can possibly find to give that advice. And you'll be supporting Music Basti. So check out the360deal.com. That's the360deal.com.
Or just follow the link from New Music Strategies.
Yep.
And we'll look forward to talking about it with you.